Swimming phenom made history for the second time in 3 days by smashing a decade-old record in the 200-meter individual medley.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
In a move that has surprised no one, Elon Musk says he regrets some of the things he tweeted last week. Details and what's trending.
We also have a $300 gift card to Shoppers Drug Mart to give away. We'll play our secret shopper contest in just moments. Here's Teddy Swims in the Door on Move 103.5. Good morning.
I took the page out of your favorite book. You saw me last just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No more thinking.
Secret shopper contest. Who is the famous perky person lurking in the aisles?
Ooh.
They have been voice disguised to hide their identity, but if you can figure it out, a $300 gift card to Shoppers Drug Mart for you.
All right, so here is the celebrity.
I still believe that rock and roll can save the world. In the 80s, when I was talking about women's rights, everyone was like, why don't you just shut up and sing?
Why don't you just shut up and sing?
Who is that famous singer? Call right now, 604-280-1035. Start with caller 25, get it right, and you win the $300 to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Spoiler, it's not this singer. Celine Dion, on Move.
There were nights when the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed. if I just listen to it right outside the window? There were days when the sun was so cruel, all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. Hold me like that. I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this and I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold. Forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me now. And when I touch you like that, it's all coming back to me now. And if you do it like this, it's all coming back to me now. Thank you.
It's our secret shopper contest. Can you figure out who the mystery shopper is in the aisles of Shoppers Drug Mart here this morning? Hi, Kathleen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Kathleen, if you win $300 to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart, what do you think you're going to buy?
Ooh, so many choices.
So many choices.
Probably snacks.
So many snacks.
So much to get at Shoppers.
Absolutely. There's, if you go to one of the, like, particularly the big, like a multi-level Shoppers Drug Marts, you can buy everything. You buy TV.
You kind of can, yeah.
Well, good luck, Kathleen. We'll see how you do here this morning. Here is our secret shopper today.
I still believe that rock and roll can save the world. In the 80s, when I was talking about women's rights, everyone was like, why don't you just shut up and sing?
Who is our secret shopper here this morning, Kathleen?
Oh, I'm taking a guess, and I'm hoping I'm right. I'm hoping it was Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Oh, great guess. Aww. Like, really great guess, Kathleen. Thank you.
Not correct. Thanks for trying. Let's move on to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Okay, Ruth, we'll play our secret shopper for you again, all right? Think about it and then give us your guess.
I still believe that rock and roll can save the world. In the 80s, when I was talking about women's rights, everyone was like, why don't you just shut up and sing?
Ruth?
I'm hoping it's Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
I still believe that rock and roll can save the world. In the 80s, when I was talking about women's rights, everyone was like, why don't you just shut up and sing?
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Yes.
And Ruth.
Yay.
Yay, Ruth.
Yes.
$300 to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart with a gift card there. It's the family and friends event at Shoppers Drug Mart. Today is the last day. Get 20% off almost all regular priced merchandise.
There you go. Last night, Cyndi Lauper was on Stephen Colbert's show as she continues her farewell tour, which cruises through Vancouver later on this summer in August. And now you are going to cruise through all your favorite aisles at Shoppers Drug Mart this morning.
Woo! Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. We'll have another $300 gift card to give away tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock.
Move Radio.
I love variety.
More Move music. Next.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, it's Nat Hunter. All right, so you're thinking about selling your car, but you don't want to deal with a bunch of messages from strangers who constantly ask, is this still for sale? And then may or may not show up. You could take it to a dealership, but you might not get what you want. There is another option, and it's called Clutch.ca. They'll give you a solid offer right away, no games. And the best part, they pick up the car from your house and you get paid on the spot. Turns out they're one of the fastest growing companies in Canada too. So go to clutch.ca and see what your car's worth today.
Whether you're a thrill seeker, a foodie,
mini donuts,
a selfie pro, or just along for the vibes,
are you ready?
This is your moment to play up high at Playland. Now open. For the whirlers, flyers, coasters, and explorers, your summer excitement begins with season or single day passes on sale now at pne.ca. Play up high at Playland.
Summer rollbacks are on now at Walmart, and you can save on over 8,000 items both in-store and online. Save $1 on a 455 milliliter bottle of Kraft barbecue sauce, now only 97 cents each. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit.
Just how we like it.
We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Critics agree How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best live-action remakes ever. This Friday.
Toothless.
You ready?
The legend comes to life.
I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though.
Come on!
How to Train Your Dragon, in theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Just one issue on this beautiful morning, and it's a crash in Surrey, Highway 17 westbound between the Portman and 136. The left lane is blocked, and crews are in the eastbound left lanes right now. Visit Specsavers to get free polarized sun lenses in your second pair with their two from $149 offer. Limited time only, conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got sunshine ahead today. Another beautiful day. The high will be 21. Right now, 14 degrees.
Elon Musk is walking back some of his tweets last week. Do you guys remember some of his tweets last week? He's like, yeah, you know. That's maybe not a good idea. Details coming up.
Here's Delaney Jane. Move Radio. Good morning.
Close the door. Take it off of me. Take it off of me. This misery loves company. Compulsive indulgence from making love out of focus. You'll always be my white rabbit, my favorite bad habit. A rush of blood to my head.
Move 1035. In a move that has surprised no one, Elon Musk says he has some regrets about his fight with Trump.
What's trending?
In the middle of the night, Elon took to Twitter and wrote, quote, "I regret some of my posts about the president last week. They went too far." He didn't say which one specifically, but people are guessing that it was the one where he wrote, Donald J. Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Anyway, this comes after actually Musk had already deleted that tweet like over the weekend. So you kind of knew that he was sort of working his way back into the fold somehow.
Trying to. Yeah. I'm not sure they're ready to accept him back into the fold, though.
I'm sure they'll get there because it's of both their interests, right? The mutual interests. Like, obviously, Elon Musk is so wrapped up with, like, the Starlink, with NASA, with all those things. It benefits the Trump administration in many ways.
There's one person who can hold a grudge.
Oh, for sure.
It's the guy that Musk is feuding with.
Of course.
So we'll see.
I don't know. They'll get back together. It's a lover's quarrel.
It's a dysfunctional relationship. They'll get back together.
Wouldn't shock me, but he's going to make Musk work for it for a little while.
So this is from The Daily Show, but it was just the idea because the Epstein files, that was the big, you know, the tweet that Musk, you know, when he wrote that one, everyone went, oh, my gosh. This clip that we're going to play from you is actually from, it's from The Daily Show. They played it, but it was originally on Fox and Friends, and this is when they were interviewing Trump about things that he would declassify.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah. I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Yes, I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there.
You don't know. Yeah, I mean, who knows what was there? Like, do you need to know? Why is everybody so curious all of a sudden about things?
Stars get starstruck, too. Dakota Johnson is on the new episode of Good Hang, Amy Poehler's podcast, which you can hear on the iHeartRadio app. And she talked about an incredible voicemail message that she got.
Sandra Bullock sent me a voice note being like, I heard you are in the Razzie Club and we should have brunch. We should have a monthly brunch.
So she's talking about the Razzie Club winning the Razzie last year. Dakota Johnson did for Worst Actress in Madam Web, an award that Sandra Bullock won years earlier for the movie All About Steve.
But I freaked out getting this message from her because she's so iconic to me as like a movie star. I was like, oh my God.
So Dakota Johnson starstruck for getting a voice memo from Sandra Bullock. Your best friend, Nat. Your best friend, Sandra Bullock.
I know. I would love to join those ladies for brunch. Is it happening? Have they actually had brunch?
They haven't said yet. Would you be willing to win Worst Actress in a Movie so you could join their little lunch club?
Why not? Does the worst actress get paid any money?
At some point. Yeah,
100%.
What's trending? Move 1035.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our side. You can see the world you brought to life. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you.
Let's is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. My mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's 8:36. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron here on the Nat and Drew Show. It's good to have you here this morning, too. One of the most difficult, one of the toughest situations I can ever imagine you being in is removing somebody from your wedding party. You have asked somebody to be in your wedding party, whether it's a groomsman, whether it's a bridesmaid, best man, maid of honor. You have made that decision to ask someone to be in your wedding party, and then something happens and you feel like you have to remove them. It would be an extreme set of circumstances, an extraordinary set of circumstances that would just lead you to that. But is this situation one of those that meets the standard for you that you would want to remove this person from your wedding party? Bride is sharing her story about, they are a week out. She and her husband, or fiance still, are about a week out from their wedding, and they have discovered that the best man has gone off script. Months ago, they gave all of the people in the wedding party the request. You can choose whatever style of outfit you want, but please, please, please make it light or sky blue. This is the look. This is the color we want. Get whatever outfit you want.
Love it.
Just has to be light or sky blue.
I love that, actually. That's fun.
It seems so great.
Yeah.
So find something that you feel comfortable in. Just look this color. The best man has gone, as they're finding a week out, has gone so dark navy, it's almost black. So the furthest thing, it's blue, technically. Mm. It sure isn't light blue or sky blue.
Right.
It is so dark blue, dark navy blue. And the bride is like, we wanted a look.
Yeah.
We wanted a look for all of our photos. And now and now you are going to look different. And if we let you show up and be in your dark navy blue suit, it sends the message to everybody else that they didn't really have to buy the things that they bought, because maybe they would have chosen another color as well. So it feels to the bride like an insult to the rest of the wedding party. Plus, it's an insult to the bride and the groom, is it not, for the best man to go off script. So she is asking, and I am in turn asking you, in this situation, would you remove the person from your wedding party?
Has anybody asked the best man as to why?
It's what he likes.
That was his response. It's what he likes.
That's what he likes. Apparently, just according to her story, he is just a very stubborn, my way, highway. He's the
And they did not know this about the best man.
He's been the groom's best friend for like 20 years. So he's the natural choice for best man. Mm-hmm. But this is not apparently outside of his personality.
Okay, so a couple things. One, it is going to look like now that she is marrying two dudes, so it's a throuple, which, you know, listen, is very 2025. Is it? Yeah, throuples are definitely more 2025 than, say, 2015.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I'm still not sure it's mainstream.
Not that it's mainstream, but it should be like, you know what, like very on trend.
I'm into it. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
But I also think that there is something to be said, like, you know who this person is, you know what they're like, you know that maybe they're uncomfortable, and did the person agree, and did they let you know ahead of time, I can't find it? Like, I'm not saying what he did is right, but I'm saying, is it worth, like, if you know he's very, like, his way and whatever, and you've navigated this friendship, and you chose him to be your best man, is it worth kicking him out of the wedding party for? For the photos, because you could also do retouching.
Recall, I mean, you could.
You can.
That's very 2025 as well, I suppose.
You totally can. Like, it's actually incredibly easy.
604-280-1035. You can text 103535. Christina says remove him because he's obviously not the best man if he can't even wear what the couple wants for one night out
exactly.
of friendship.
That's how I feel.
So, Aaron, you would remove this guy?
Bye. Like, easy. So, same thing. I would ask the question, why does if it's like a money issue or something like that, right?
Apparently, the bride says she sent links to like affordable suit options. They were mainly concerned about color.
Of course. So if it was something that you couldn't afford or there's some reason, mm-hmm. I'll help you fix it. But if you're just doing it to be a
I don't know if it is to be a D. If it's just literally, some people are incredibly uncomfortable in a lot of things. And if this was like, this is what I feel I can wear, I'm going to stand up here and I just can't or whatever. Like, I think the intention is important. And I really do think, and I'm not joking when I say that you can retouch the photos.
That is very 21st century. I hadn't actually thought about that.
The intention is important. And if you don't want to do that and put the bride and the groom ahead of your needs, then you should say no. I can't take this position on.
But that's also a thing. If somebody asks you to be in their wedding party and then you refuse, that's also a thing that it can be insulting to people too. I'm not like saying he's completely right, but I'm also not saying that he might be just the biggest D-bag.
Matt and Drew Show.
604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535. Would you remove this guy from your wedding party if he made this choice? Let us know.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are amazing at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
This Pride season, celebrate with the station that's as bold, vibrant, and diverse as you are. iHeart Pride Canada. From dance anthems to pop icons.
Let's celebrate diversity and love.
And hits from 2SLGBTQ+ Canadian artists.
Be yourself and stand proud.
It's your soundtrack for Pride and beyond. Just ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada. Stream us on your phone or listen now at iHeartRadio.ca. Happy Pride from iHeart Pride Canada.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we get engagement ring prototypes from all the top designers?
Yes, but that's not new.
They're finished.
But it is new. We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
8 exciting engagement rings?
Yes, plus 2 that are super exciting.
Michael, come and take a look at the Spence Top 10.
You really want to see the Spence Top 10.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Extremely elegant, delightfully dazzling,
and amazingly affordable.
I love this place.
I love this place too.
That makes 3 of us.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Order today at heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Brisbane, Australia is just one sleep away. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure in Queensland because you're one sleep away from saying g'day to the out-of-this-world outback and one sleep from the Great Barrier Reef. Wander where the wildlife is a lot wilder. The rainforests are 180 million years old and the turquoise gorges are paradise to kayak. Fly nonstop and wake up in Brisbane, Queensland with Air Canada. Nice travels.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our member perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.
Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Whether you're buying your first EV or need top-notch service, at Brown Bros Ford, our team can help every step of the way. Enjoy our amped up offer of $18,000 in total discounts on all new 2024 Mustang Mach-E models. Expert sales, trusted service. Visit us today or shop online at brownbrosford.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a crash in Surrey. It's Highway 17 westbound between the Portman and 136. Left lane is blocked. And in Vancouver, First Avenue, the exit from Highway 1 westbound is closed for sewer work. We've definitely got some big delays there. The detour is Grandview, Hastings, or the McGill exits. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire, only until June 12th. Conditions and exclusions apply. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be 20, right now 15 degrees.
love, thought it wasn't a phase. We were so broke, working minimum wage. You know your mama had enough of me, I wasn't a saint. Sneaking out the bathroom window at 7:45. We were growing up in a small town life, that we'd be 18 for the rest of our lives. Maybe settle down and then make you my wife. And then everything changed in the blink of an eye. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out, so don't go. The lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on so close? I remember the days when we went and bought a couch and we got a new place. We were sleeping on the floor cause we both couldn't wait. You were straight out of a movie with the look on your face. Then we fast forward a year and a month, then the pain got deep and it started to cut. Tell me how to come to this when it started as love. Yeah, I knew I couldn't stay cause it wasn't enough for you. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out, so don't go on. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Baby, I know this might sound crazy. When I drive by your place lately, the lights keep coming on. The lights keep coming on, oh yeah. Been 6 months since I saw you, and I know we're moving, oh yeah. The lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on? Sound. Keep coming on.
Elijah Woods on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. It's got to be one of the toughest decisions you could make. Toughest situation to be in. You ask somebody to be in your wedding party. You ask them to be your best man. And then like a week out, something happens and you're like, I'm not sure I want this person to be my best man anymore. Don't want to, not sure whether this person should be in my wedding party. Talking about the story of this bride who a week out from her wedding day to her fiance, found out that the best man has gone off script. The request to the wedding party was, please wear anything you want, any style you want. Please just make it light blue. Make it a light, light, light sky blue. Please, anything else, totally your call. Please make it light blue. The best man has gone off and bought a dark navy suit, like borderline black. Mm-hmm. And bride's not thrilled. Bride's not thrilled that the best man is going to look different from the rest of the wedding party. Their pictures, their memories. Don't want to send a bad message to the rest of the wedding party by allowing him to get away with a choice like this. So she's struggling. I mean, it's the groom's best friend, has been for 20 years, but struggling with the idea of keeping him in the wedding party, and they're only a week out from their wedding. That's tough. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Mary, would you remove this person from your wedding party if it was you?
No. And I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, here's the thing. I've been married a couple times. And years down the road, as much as you have your magical day and everything is all set up and everything's pretty and everyone's color coordinated, you don't care. You think about all the fun you had that day and how magical it was for you. And honestly, I think the bride should just look hot and feel good and not give a flying fuzz what anyone else looks like that day. And it'll be a story for you at the end. Just everyone who's in your life is supposed to be in your life at that time. So keep them there. And if they're not there in 20 years, you can look back and say, yeah, he was a total douche. Look what he did. Or you can say, you were still a douche and you're still in my life and we love you because you're an... I can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love your attitude so much. Like, you have such a beautiful attitude, but I just can't. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. Aaron is kicking him out. Aaron is actually arm wrestling him out the door.
He's out the door.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks for the call, Mary. 604-280-1035. You can text 103535. Thank you for all the text messages that are rolling in, too.
So, very polarizing topic, of course, and it's really back and forth, but I would say it's weighted to more like kick him out. Like, Tammy here is like, absolutely kick his rude ass out. Oops, I said that. yeah, but I was reading Tammy's words, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. He will end up stealing focus from the bride and groom. That is from Tammy. But somebody else here, didn't leave her name, said, who paid for the wedding party outfits? If wedding parties were expected to pay for their own, no matter how reasonable the cost, why should the best man be forced to buy a suit in a color he will never wear again, while a navy suit is much more versatile? If the bride and groom wanted a specific look, they should have paid for the wedding party outfits.
I think you have that conversation, though, like months in advance and not a week before the wedding was and springing it on the bride and groom without telling them that earlier.
Somebody else said a lot of dudes are colorblind, so maybe for him it's just like, you know, like, you said blue. I'm doing blue. You said blue. Come on.
Rita, are you kicking this guy out of your wedding party?
You betcha.
Gone. See ya.
Bye-bye. Okay.
You're not worried at all about like the repercussions down the road, that the bigger thing is like kicking somebody out?
Well, the thing is that he's not really acting as a best friend. It's not his day. It's his friend's day. And if they are best friends, then he would honor his best friend. And I don't feel that friendship is being honored. And yeah. I would kick them out.
Quickly, slightly different thing. I went to a friend's 40th. It was supposed to be like all white. And I couldn't find anything that was all white. I honestly, really, truly, I really couldn't. So I went in something that was white and black. And I feel a little bit bad about it? Of course I did. But like, I felt like, am I not going to go? Like, I just felt I couldn't find anything that looked good on me that was all white. So I went to this party with some white and some black, and I really wasn't trying to be a dink. And that's just what I did.
I do think there's a difference between a guest at a birthday party and the best man at a wedding.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the wedding is a party. Like, it's a big party. It's a celebration of their love.
It's different, though.
That's right. It's their love.
It's their love. I agree with you, Reed. I had forgotten about your birthday party decision there, though. Did that ever come up with the guest of honor?
No, he didn't care at all. I think his mom cared a bit.
I'm sure she did. So, I'm shocked by this now.
Was she the one who kind of laid out?
No, another mutual friend had said, hey, it's a white party and everybody's to wear white. And I went and I shopped and I looked and I honestly spent a whole day looking and I could not find anything. So I'm like, I'm going to wear this white and black dress. Otherwise, I was paying money to go down to travel to this party. I was doing all this stuff to go to this party to celebrate my friend, and I couldn't find exactly what they wanted me to wear, so I found something that I thought was a close facsimile.
Everybody
got drunk. Nobody cared.
Did anybody else break the...
Did anybody else... Oh, you know what? It was... I don't know. No, nobody else brought it. It was me. It was me and the birthday boy.
That
was kind of like our birthdays.
Oh my God. I am so shocked by this. I don't even care about the wedding.
You care about the birthday party and that going off script?
I'm shocked now.
That shocked me is you only spent one day trying to find an outfit.
Thank you.
You're the chronic shopper who will spend days on this normally.
Take, you can't hurry back. No, you just have to wait.
1035 and iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at work play of the $1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. The answer to question one is Warsaw. The city of Warsaw. Good luck.
What's trending on the way? A secret marriage and a secret bride. Aaron Rodgers always taking it to the next level in all kinds of different ways. That's on the way in the next 20 minutes or so. Throwback Throwdown 2, and to whet your appetite for that, this throwback from Janice on Moon.